Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. Today we will be discussing healing your emotional baggage. Dr. Love has been on the show several times before. If you go to the archives at www.plasticcoast.com under Resources and Radio and look for his name, you can see some of the other shows that we've done. Welcome, Dr. Love. How are you doing?
Thank you. Very well. Thank you. Beautiful day here.
Great. I wanted to introduce you as someone who's an expert and actually has a training course on the Bach flower remedies. For those in the listening audience that don't understand about flower essences, gem elixirs, and all of the vibrational medicine, would you like to just briefly introduce the concept and how it helps certain emotional issues?
Wow. Okay. And here's the deal. The Bach remedies are not about Bach remedies. What this whole healing business about is taking care of the emotional component and the spiritual component, which is the emotional spiritual conflict. Everybody says body, mind, and spirit. And when I was honored, greatest honor of my life, to be invited to speak at the Naturopathic Medical School, I told the kids, I said, hey, guys, that's it. They're telling you it's body, mind, and spirit, but there's not a single professor teaching about the mind, the emotional component, or the spirit, which is your own soul, which is trying to give you guidance. So what happens is that the Bach flowers are to stimulate you to go ahead and go through the changes that you need in order to resolve the inner conflict that you have, which is producing your suffering or your disease. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, studies with me. She says the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and go through the changes that you need to go through to resolve the issues that you're working with.
Do you think we might have a curricula? The Course in Miracles say we have a curricula, and the time you take to go through it is up to you, but the curricula is the same for everybody. And it seems to me that maybe the curricula, all of the different qualities that we're supposed to achieve here, is the same for everybody, but some of us take, you know, longer than others.
I love the way your mind works. The curricula, yeah, because life is a school. Everybody says, oh, no, life is about sex and money. Sean David Morton said, you quit being a psychic because everybody, all they ask is, when am I going to get laid? When am I going to get paid?
he was an amazing person, wasn't he? He was just really
incredible.
Oh, I love
Sean. He's still around. I love him. I learned so much from him. Well, yeah. People think, you know, people got the materialism. We're coming out of age of materialism, where we think that the real meaning of life is to get things. The meaning of life is sex, and the meaning of life is money, and the meaning of life is power over other people, and the meaning of life is family, all these things which are materialistic. And we don't realize what you said is that life is one big fat school where God puts us here. I call it the mystery of life. God puts us here in order to learn some things and grow. So God's putting us in this experience over here. I have a buddy. He's losing his house. He's losing his business. And I said, well, you know, God has put you in this experience because there's something that you need to learn. There's some growth that you need to make here. So what happens is that a disease comes along. And as we move into this age of enlightenment and we go into the ascension and we go into this wonderful and beautiful new renaissance that we're moving into, and spiritual awakening, as we go into this great awakening, there's a secret. And that is that God gives disease as a wake-up call to tell you that you're off base and that you need to get back and get in tuned with the curriculum that God is providing for you to learn these particular lessons so that you can change, not be so doggone dominating, not be doggone critical and doggone hateful person. God, all hateful energy, they're going to have all this disease. But walk all over you. Or maybe you need to go ahead and resolve that confidence issue from your childhood, or resolve that worry about money and those fears so you can come into your power as a person and you can learn what it is that God's trying to teach you. And that's like one of the big secrets of the mystery of life.
It's almost then, like we have blockages in different parts of our body, be it mind, body, or spirit, and those blockages prevent the energy coming in from our soul from traveling everywhere. And then when the organ energy lowers, that's when the organ becomes diseased.
Yeah. The soul's trying to tell us, I had this woman walk down the aisle and she said, I got the message I shouldn't marry this man. I said, oh my God, what'd you do? She said, well, I went ahead and married him. And he never
I hear that all the time. It's really funny.
Do you? No, it's painful. Well, he made love with her one time, never touched her anymore. He criticized her. He put her, tore her to pieces. Well, she didn't learn. See, so as she and I worked together, she learned to go with the messages of her soul.
Right, the guidance.
So I was up in the morning, and I was in meditation about 4 this morning. I was listening. I was talking to God, and I was listening, and God was telling me, well, you should talk about that, and you should talk about this. So I get out of meditation and scribble things down. Part of the Great Awakening is that we need to learn to listen to the messages of our own soul, because our soul is trying to feed us with consciousness. The mind, which is what you're dealing with when you deal with Bach flowers, dealing in the mind in the West, everybody thinks mind is conscious, but in the East, everybody thinks that the mind is a materialistic, a computer.
Yeah, it just resides in the brain.
Yeah, actually, it's above the brain. The mind is actually in the astral plane.
West, they think that, is what I'm saying.
In the West, they think that the
mind is produced by the brain, which is physical, but that's backwards.
Right. See, in the West, all those scientists, everything, they get those big grants, but they don't understand the spiritual component. And they don't understand that a person is made up of body, mind, and spirit.
And it's really what's happening right now is that more energy, more guidance, more information is coming in through the spiritual connection we have. And it's going to strengthen everything so that we can work, we can actually finally work together. We won't have crime and we won't have, you know, the things, people cheating each other, because when you're clairvoyant, you know that stuff. So it's kind of like nobody can get away with it. So this is really critical to the ascension, that people understand that this connection is coming in.
Yes. As we go through the Great Awakening, we're going to end up in a place where we won't have disease anymore, and we will not be depressed. I had a buddy, he'd come over, he's working on my trailer, and he was like, he was in so much emotional pain. He was shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's breaking up with his girlfriend. I said, man, I said, that's the wrong girl for you. I said, you've been trying to make that work for so many years. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, ever since he was in high school. And I said, you know, you need to go off and do your own thing and get strong. So I made up some remedies for him. He came back next month or next week and put in some things in the trailer. He was no longer shaking. He had just light in his eyes. And he was just excited, and we talked, but he wasn't shaking anymore. He was actually starting to move into his, what they call, in China they call the Dao, which means, in the West here, we call it the divine plan, God's plan.
Right,
I tell everybody, if you want to know about the Dao, just look at the New York Times, because they tell you about the Dao and the NASDAQ. My joke.
That's funny, Eric.
Isn't that funny?
That's
funny. You know, in fact, I'm really cool here to read a couple of lines. Sankar Kripal's about the Dao. Is this one of the biggest things?
And Dao is spelled T-A-O, right?
T-A-O, right.
Okay.
And in the West, if you go into any church, and it is called
the
divine plan or the divine will. So that's like God's plan for your life. So when you have disease or when you have suffering, you're off plan. You're off the path. Okay, so here's what Kripal Singh, a great spiritual teacher, wrote. We have yet to learn the will of God and how that will works entirely for our benefit. We do not know and understand that grand plan. So when it comes to healing, spiritual, tuning into your soul so you can learn the plan had for your life. And emotionally, the baggage part is to resolve that baggage that you're carrying, be it sexual abuse or traumas mm-hmm. from the war or traumas from the childhood, fears, anxiety, depression, guilt. There's some work that you need to do on yourself, which we'll talk a minute and a little bit about what that work is like, how that works. But there's some work you need to do on yourself and go into what is called a healing process, where you're able to process your junk and your baggage and move it through and get it done with so you can join the divine plan for yourself.
And the remedies, because I've used the remedies, you've helped me use
yes.
them. The remedies just allow you to do that a lot faster
yeah,
with
they,
a lot less suffering. that's a thing.
They kick your butt. And you don't have to suffer and you don't have to go through so much hard knocks and the hard knocks in the physical world. You just sort of, oh my God, I understand now. You know, you'll wake
mm-hmm,
up in the morning
right.
and you'll get it. You'll get it when you're talking to someone. It'll just come to you. You'll,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and you process. I had one of my students, and she's giving just simply rescue remedy to a woman
mm-hmm.
who come through this nasty divorce and all this trauma
mm-hmm.
and everything. And she said, oh, you know, I'm crying all the time. It's so hard. I'm crying all the time. Well, you know, then she began to understand it was her soul telling her to go ahead and process that loss and grief
right,
that she had.
Right, yeah.
So now she's better with it. She's actually processed a lot of the grief. I mean, she's better. She's
mm-hmm.
not carrying that baggage. See, remember,
right.
this woman came the other day, and she said to me, I have a lot of pain. So, well, where's your pain? And she showed me on her leg and how bad her pain was and everything. I said, girl, I said, let me ask you a question. Didn't you have some traumas happen to you recently? She looked up, and I could just feel tears
mm-hmm.
up in her eyes. And there was other people around, so I didn't pursue it. You know, I said, well, we'll talk later, you know. But I said, well, those traumas, that's part of what the pain is just a wake-up call to get you to go ahead and process that
mm-hmm.
emotion.
Yeah, it's whenever you hold negative emotion in like that, that it brings down your whole vibrational frequency, and then that makes it so you can't really access your guidance.
Right. And then you get disease. I had a lady, I'll tell you two stories. I had a lady, she had pain in her hip. This was a student who was recently. Pain in her hip, bad pain. I said, well, when did that start? Well, it was Sunday. I said, well, what happened Sunday? Oh, nothing. What happened Saturday? Oh, nothing. What happened Friday? Eh, nothing. And then I kept asking and asking. And one of her daughter had come over, and one of her children, and had said nasty things to her and torn her down.
Right,
I said,
yeah.
Well, it's an old pattern, people tearing you down. Daughter comes over, she's got this pattern, tears you down, and then within 4 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, then you have all this pain in your hip. So what happens, if you can watch the movement here, someone caused her conflict. It's an
mm-hmm.
old, ancient pattern, and she
yeah,
buried
right.
it. And then
it's been going on for a long time, yeah.
For a long time, and it went right mm-hmm. into the physical body. So her soul's trying to let her know, girl, you gotta resolve this so this doesn't happen
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Right.
Pain was a wake-up call. Everybody thinks it's physical. So, well, give me some Oxycontin, throw in some Prozac.
Yeah,
and
right,
can I get a card
right.
for the marijuana? And you
yeah,
know,
right.
okay, marijuana.
Yeah.
Did you hear about
yeah.
those states that you can smoke? Let's see. You can have the gay marriage. You
uh-huh.
can have the gay marriage. And also in those same states, you can smoke marijuana now. You know why?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because because the Bible says if a man lays with another man, he should be stoned.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that awful?
That's awful.
Well, I'm joking
great.
About that because
yeah.
everybody's pursuing drugs. And
yeah.
they look because
yeah.
the whole philosophy of
well,
drugs
it dulls
is like,
them.
Well,
yeah.
yes. And you can bury your problems because you just say, roll another
right.
joint. Give me some of that alcohol. I'll take some of that Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to hear my pain. Nobody wants to hear my suffering. And there's nobody anywhere
mm-hmm.
going to help me. See? And in the enlightenment and awakening that we're going through, yes, you can. The secret message is, yes, you
mm-hmm.
can heal this stuff. Yes, you can resolve even the most complex torment and torture and human suffering can be resolved. You can work through your issues. You can work through your baggage, come out on the other side, and not have
mm-hmm.
that baggage anymore.
Yeah, I interviewed some people that studied with Discalos, a master in Cyprus, and it was actually one of my friends who's a psychiatrist, and he wrote a book on addiction. And essentially, in the esoteric Christian tradition, which is what Discalos was a master of, was the idea that addictions occur because of deep onset, deep-seated problems with will and with often shame and guilt. So you have these deep, deep emotions that you want to cover up. I mean, you don't want them to rise to the surface. So every time they rise to the surface, you do drugs or drink alcohol or, you know, some other addiction. But essentially, all addictions, just all they do is prevent the feelings that are coming up from coming to the surface and being dealt with. So
yeah.
that's kind of
the other thing about
thing.
And I agree 150%. And the other thing I would add to that is that addictions, once you start doing the thing and get addicted, there's a spiritual word for that. It means attachment, which means that you're, say you're doing the sex addiction. So that means that you've got this hot boyfriend, and you're having sex with him, but he's mean to you, he's tearing you to pieces, but you can't break it off because you're addicted to him. If it's alcohol, well, we all know alcoholics will tell us about the alcohol addiction and the addiction to the prescription drugs and addiction to, some people have addiction to danger. But they're all, so you don't have to feel your inner pain. I definitely agree, a big inner pain would be the guilt and pain. But there's other kinds of inner pain, too. There's traumas, the baggage. It's stuff that you carry from your childhood. Now, and the other secret is that all the major events of our life are predestined. All of the disease that we have is from a past life. All of the emotional suffering that we have is from a past life, except unless you eat Hostess Twinkies and live out at McDonald's, you'll have disease from that. And this
or get silicone breast implants and get poisoned, you know.
Yeah, you're
like
the expert
in the present,
on that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a lot of poisoned people from that and from other kinds of things.
Yeah.
So secret is that the that's so dynamic. It stopped me when you talk about the silicone breast implants, because that affects so many women.
Yeah,
and a lot of them don't even know they have it, and they just get sicker and sicker.
Yeah, I think Anna Marie Smith had that, you know, the billionaire's wife, the one that was so rich. She married that 80-year-old. Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, really?
I think she had silicone poisoning. Yeah, because she was on OxyContin for a lupus-like condition. She had abscesses where the B12 shots were. Well, B12 really helps silicone poisoning. And then with your immune system going down, you get abscesses if you inject. You know, I mean, she had all the symptoms. So, but she didn't know.
She
didn't know it was her implants, and she died. And that happens to a lot of people that don't know. Yeah.
It's wonderful work you're doing with that. I'm so impressed. Well, back to my thought that I forgot and got zoned out on.
I'm sorry.
So heavy. No, that's okay. It's just this so heavy. What we're talking about is like so deep, man. It's just like deeper. It's just oozing in depth. Diseases from past lives. So what that means is the way to handle the, because the first thing you want to do when you have disease or you have suffering, big, massive problems. First thing you want to do is to find out what it is that God's trying to teach you. So you want to get God on the phone. Yogi Bhajan said, send God a fax, send him a telegram, send him a wire, call him on the telephone, and ask him these questions. Dr. Bach said, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson, which by other means we have failed to grasp, and never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So there's a lesson that God's trying to teach you, some lesson. So first thing you want, God, what is the lesson here? The second thing, suffering is beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our central faults. So there's certain faults that we have that our soul is trying to correct, like be too dominating or too bossy or too much fear, too much anxiety, and our soul just, and those are baggage from the past. Our soul wants us to correct those character defects. And then there's also spiritual defects. Bach wrote, the primary diseases of mankind are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance,
right.
Instability, selfishness, and greed. So mm-hmm. God's telling us, hey, man, you got to get rid of all that greed you got, or that you got too much hate you're carrying, mm-hmm. or so the disease or the emotional pain that you're carrying, the baggage that you're carrying, is speaking to you, telling you that you need to go into the monastery, go into the cave, and work on yourself. Spend some time with yourself. Everybody forgets that Muhammad, before he began his ministry, spent 7 years in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
St. Paul, before he began his ministry, spent 3 years alone in the desert with God. And Jesus, before he went in Jerusalem, went out into the 40 days, they say, 40 nights.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't carrying a cell phone. He didn't have text messages, and he didn't have email. He just contacted God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And from that, he was able to get centered and get the messages from God about what his mission was. Yeah, and that's what we need. We need to get in touch with our mission and get off this materialism kick and make our lives spiritual so that we can join the Great Awakening. You can join any church you want. Is just a deeper spirituality that we need, where we're actually changing and growing. So I go into the church, you know, you got these Bach flowers, and they help you to learn to heal yourself on the emotional stuff. Well, we don't need that. Jesus handles all our emotional problems. I said, well, if Jesus is handling all that stuff for you, how come you're on the Prozac and Oxycontin and Equilibrium, too?
Yeah, right.
you don't have to have
illness to benefit from the Bach flower remedies either. I've found through the years that the Bach flower remedies help with all sorts of things outside of physical things. I mean, they help with your financial, they help with your, you know, the whole thing of life. I mean, it's much more, I guess, expansive than just physical.
They help you to come into balance. I had, I tell all my students within a few, 2 or 3 or 4 months, you will not be worrying about money anymore.
Right.
You'll have the confidence that you've always needed in your life. I had this is one of the wildest things that ever happened to me. When I was introduced the third time at the medical school to speak to the students, the lady that got up there, I had met her, and she became a student. When I first met the year before, and she was a haggard old lady and stressed out, and she was only 22 years old.
Really?
When she came and introduced me the third time, she was the most physically beautiful woman in the room because she didn't have the stress anymore. She got up and she told the students, she says, I have no test anxiety. And every medical student fell out of their seat. She says, I have no test anxiety. I have no worries about anything. I have my complete confidence. I no longer have guilt and shame. The problems with my boyfriend are pretty stabilized. And I'm no longer a workaholic. She said that because before she was a worse workaholic. She says, I take the weekends for myself and I have time with my boyfriend. I got my nails done. I got my massages. Mm-hmm. And she says, I have a balanced and happy life. And I ended up with so many students in my program that because they all knew, they saw her through these changes. So, yes. Yeah. And one of the coolest things, if I can talk about it for a second, is the Wild Oat Remedy. The Wild Oat Remedy is to help you find your purpose, mission, and calling in life. It'll give you an example how the Bach will bring you back into balance, even if you don't have a disease. John had been the art director for the Hare Krishna movement in the 60s, and he was a framer in a frame store, hated his job, hated his life. And he said, all I want to do is do art. And I was having dinner there. I saw some of his art, and he, you know, we lived with two kids and his wife and a little house. And I said, well, man, I said, you got to get on this Wild Oat. It's about a one-year healing. It'll help you get in touch with your true mission in life. Napoleon Hill said, each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth. Mm-hmm. My one thing are these Bach flowers. Well, and the emotional component. So I gave him the room. He's also one of the most impatient people I ever met. So I said, well, you got to take the impatience, too.
Right.
I went to L.A., came back in a year, called him up, went over, had dinner. He said, I have to show you something. he said, you know, we went out to his garage. On the way, he said, you know, I'm no longer at the frame shop. I quit that. I said, really? Mm-hmm. What are you doing now? He said, let me show you. And I walked in. There was paintings and drawings over the walls. Mm-hmm. And he went to his desk and gave me a couple of cards. And one was to an art gallery opening in Washington, D.C., and the other was to an opening in New York City. He was now taking his place.
Oh, my goodness.
Had now taken his place as one of the leading visionary artists in the United States.
Whoa, that's great.
That's the wild oat. But see, if your baggage is, let's say, you mentioned shame and guilt. Mm-hmm. A woman had the worst shame and guilt of anyone I've ever met in my life, and she studied with me in Santa Monica in the mid-80s. She took the pine remedy, I think it was 8 months, and she mm-hmm. told me, I saw her then, and she said, you know, I just don't have any shame and guilt anymore. When mm-hmm. I first met her, she was very not attractive. She was like, I'm humble to say this, but she was ugly. She was very, very unattractive. Well, her mm-hmm. husband beat her up all the time, and she beat herself up, and she thought mm-hmm. she was, how could she be pretty? Well,
right.
And in 8 months, she was very pretty. She had changed in 8 months and became very, very beautiful. You'll get more results from your physical beauty taking the Bach remedies than you ever would by going and getting your nails done and your hair done and stuff like that. Because as you resolve the baggage of your inner child material, your abuse from the childhood, that bad marriage with that guy for the last 20 years, the pain of people tearing you down, the fears that are eating you up inside, the hatred and the bitterness that you can't let go of, you can't figure out how to resolve it, the lack of self-esteem. As you heal those things, your beauty will grow. You'll stand taller, and you'll be able to take your sin life doing what God's plan is for your life. And feel good. Feel much, much better. Most of my students, after 4 months, 3, 4 months, and 6 months, they tell me they feel better than they have ever felt in their entire life.
Do you want to tell the listening audience a little bit about your contact information and your programs that you do?
Thank you, yeah. My telephone number, I'll give it out now and give it out at the end here, 406-585-0774. And you can also just type in Dr. Dr. Eric Uric Love, L-O-V-E, DrEricLove.com. It's got it there. My school is called the International Association of Homeopathy. I'm changing the name to the Academy of Healing. It's a one-year program, and I teach you how to heal yourself, and I teach you how to work to help to heal other people. I teach you the Bach flowers, I teach you, and to manage them, and I teach you the wonderful SAF system, which allows you to work on the deep traumas, deep, 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 more deeper you've ever gone, very successfully. I teach you the alignment technique, puts all the bones of the spine into a complete spinal alignment. I teach you Dr. Lorraine Day's nutrition program, which she said, with 22 million listeners, this program will heal virtually any disease, and it's totally free. That's like really cool. So I sit beside for about a year and hold your hand and help you to go through the gateways and the doorways of your own process on your inner self. Because the way you learn healing with other people is to learn how to do the healing on the inside of yourself. So I sit beside you and help you to go through your own healing. And then as we're doing that, if you want, we'll get you started on working with other people to help them go through healing. And we work together. I talk with each student about an hour every week. We skip a week here and there. And there's no tests, there's no examinations. I don't really like that kind of system. It's an apprenticeship. We just hang out together and you pick up on it. You learn how to do it. And been doing it about 40 years and been doing that the certification program since 95. And we give a certified homeopath, we give a certified nutrition consultant, homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals, and a certified herbalist. And again, my phone number is 406-585-0774. Medicine Wind, a medicine like what you don't want to take from the pharmacy, wind11@gmail.com. And I welcome any inquiries. I love working with people. If it's right and we jive and it's what you're looking for, I'd love to hear from you.
Well, great. So, do you have some other examples of the remedies and how they can help?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So what we're trying to do is have you become what's called what the ancient. Can we talk about just what the emotional baggage actually is?
Sure.
Because emotional baggage is the following: your stress. What you identify with is stress. Your issues, your garbage, your junk, your crap, your stuff. The ancient Chinese called it the underworld ghost river. It's a flowing river of your underworld secret stuff. It's very, very, very deep. It's your spiritual defects. We talked about that. It's your traumas, being in the war, having traumas of losing a baby, traumas that you haven't resolved. It's your shadow side. It's your shadow work and your inner child material. So what we do is help you to learn to become what's called a realizing person. The ancient Chinese called it a realizing person, where you're trying to realize and awaken to your the changes that God wants you to make and how you need to grow so that you don't suffer. Because suffering comes about, the suffering or the feeling that you're stuck, that comes about because you're not changing as you actually should. Okay, so that's, So, remedies. You've got about 9 remedies for self-esteem. Self-esteem means that you feel good about yourself and you can present yourself well and you're not beating up on yourself and you don't draw people to you who are beating up on you. One of the secrets is that when you suffer, there's something inside of you. I had a woman tell me she had some illness and she said, there's something inside of me that's drawing this to me. And that's a secret. Let me just tell you a story how this worked out. I had a gal. She had all this pain. I did the alignment technique. She came out of pain. I put her on Bach. I said, we're going to get the root cause of where your pain's coming from. Then we did some SAF, and 2, maybe 3 months passed. She said, every morning, she called me up. She said, Dr. Love, it's unbelievable. Every morning, the acupuncturist comes in, opens the door to my massage clinic, sticks her head in and says something nasty to me.
Really?
She puts me down.
Really? That's
and
wild.
It's been going on for a lot. It's torturous, yeah.
My goodness.
3 years. 3 years it's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it just destroys me. And for some reason, this is her pattern from her childhood, her baggage from her childhood. So she didn't know what to do about it. Well, as we did this healing on her inner self and began to develop her self-esteem and develop the shielding and protection that she really needs, she called me up this one time and says, Dr. Love, I got to tell you what happened. The acupuncturist is now sticking her head in the door, kissing up to me, asking me to go to lunch. I go to dinner with her, asking me, wanting to be my friend. It completely stopped. And she says, why
is
that?
Amazing.
And I said, it was because of remedies and SAF we did. We resolved that baggage, that inner child stuff. Never happened again from that point on, the acupuncture. She said it was amazing because I never sat down and talked to her. I never did anything to confront her. So that's a good example of what you need to change. Yeah, what you need to change is your inner self. It's the doctor, because as you change your inner self, Dr. Murphy wrote, we don't need to work on conditions. We have only to work on ourselves. The only place we can take care of our lack and limitation or our problems is in our own mind. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. When we have done it there, we will find that the world around us will be a mathematical reflection of what we have going on the inside of ourselves. Shakespeare said, all things be ready if the mind be so. We don't have to work on conditions. We have only to work on ourselves. the materialistic minded person says, oh, no, I need to go work three jobs. I told a lady the other day, no. You need to heal your worry about money. Because I said, God has a wonderful thing for you. He has to go and take care of you. But he can't, because you're so busy visualizing that everything is collapsing all around you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the secret of the self-esteem, as we were talking about this situation, as you begin to grow in your self-esteem, resolve your self-esteem issues, you're not going to draw those people to you who put you down. Then you're going to be prettier and stand taller, because you're not going to be putting yourself down. You're not going to draw people who put yourself down.
Right.
And it's so you got 9 remedies for self-esteem, 9 remedies for shielding, which we can get back to in a minute. We got 3, 4, several of them for bitterness, hatred. If you're running a lot of hatred inside, there's no way you're going to have peace of mind, because you're at odds. The Chinese called it, what you want to have is harmony in the core, peace inside your heart. Even if you're in Nazi Germany, even if you're in Nazi USA, even if they're shooting at you and you're in Vietnam, you want to have peace in your heart. Even if you're, in the middle of a divorce, you want to have harmony at the core, and then you're going to have peace in your heart. And you do that by going through the changes inside that God wants you, letting go, learning to be this way and learning to be that way and growing. And that's what I teach in my course, is how to do that, help other people to do that. So the bitterness, let's just hit those real quick. Willow is a remedy for resentment. I've had folks that were in Alcoholics Anonymous, and they got to do hard work on themselves in AA. I said, well, we love taking the willow, because we just take the remedy and our resentment goes away. That's what they were saying. I thought that was so funny.
A lot easier.
Hatred.
Yeah.
Hatred, which is like they're launching shells over into Israel, in Lebanon. Hatred. They hate the women, they hate the men, and the men, they hate the women, and the Christians hate the Muslims, and the Muslims hate, everybody hates the Jews, and everybody hates the Mormons. All this hatred going around, that's Holly. Holly's a remedy for jealousy, envy, revenge, suspicion. And through that, God begins to teach you and show you how to get that hate out of your heart so you can have a pure heart and be at peace inside. Back to the shielding self-esteem remedy. The sensory remedy is a remedy for shielding. In terms of being assertive and saying no. I had a lady, I've had her on it for maybe 3 months, and she told me, people don't use me so much anymore. I've got good strong boundaries. And that's something I only asked about. I had a woman in a class in Santa Monica. I'll never forget this. She came 4 months on the remedies. Every Wednesday night we did the class. And she came and she said, Dr. Love, I'm no longer a doormat. I was, really? She said, yeah. She said, I told my daughter off, straightened her out, told my boss off, and I told my husband off. She ended up getting a divorce. I said, nobody's using me. I got the boundaries. And I said, well, listen, go. The class is starting. Tell them how you came about to that. And she said, she started talking, and I decided this, and I learned that, and I processed through this, and I made this decision. And she talked for 15 minutes. Then she sat down, and I told the class, notice, she never mentioned the Bach remedies once.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bach remedies are not about Bach remedies. They're about getting you to go through the inner healing and the inner stage of growth inside of yourself, which is hard to do by talking and say, you really want to be cool, you need to be more assertive. You know, well, good luck, it'll never work. But you give them the Bach, it'll work. Because a more advanced it's a technology for the Great Awakening.
And it works with a vibrational effect. You want to tell the listeners how Bach figured out what did what? Because that's
story. That's really cool. That's an interesting story, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
He was a great medical And then he became a great homeopath. He was known as the greatest homeopath in the world, the second Hahnemann, they called him. Had a Harley Street practice, most elite doctors and have in London. Was a naturalist, and God actually took him out in the field and showed him flowers. That he first flower was mimulus, grows by the little streams there in Wallingford, and took him back, gave the mimulus to his patients, healed the patient. That's what was written in the book. Let's see, the book is called The Medical Discoveries of Edward Bach, Physician by Laura Weeks. His biography talks about this. But the patient, if they had fear, the mimulus would work, because as they were, as their heal, their fear would heal, then the disease would go away, whatever it was. Second remedy he found was impatience. They call it impatience in England. When I was in England, I said, man, I said, I can't call it impatience. I got to call it impatience. But they say, call it whatever you want, that's fine. But it's for a person who's too impatient. Well, whatever disease person had, if the person was impatient, he'd give them impatience, and then their disease would go away. So what he was finding was a whole new system of healing that was vibrational. And at first he prepared it homeopathically in many doses. Then he came up with what's called the sun method and the boiling method, where it sets in a glass bowl of spring water for about 6 hours, 4 hours, and the sun impregnates the water with the energy of the flower. And then they take that and put it into Brandy 50-50. It's called the mother tincture. Lift it out without touching it, just using branches from the flower. And that, and take that to Nelson's Pharmaceutical, where they have a pharmaceutical place. And they put a couple of drops, 4 drops, into a thing of brandy. That's what you buy at the store. It's called your stock. And you put 4 drops there into a 1 ounce drop. Well, that's called your dosage bottle. And then you take 4 drops 4 times a day or more often if it's needed. And so what you're doing is you're taking a minute dosage of a non-poisonous wildflower. And the flower has a vibrational, harmonic, tonal frequency that resonates with your mind, above the physical plane and the astral, and it resonates in the awareness into your consciousness of a virtue you don't have. So, like, I had a medical doctor study me back in 85, and she said, I had to give a speech, hated speech. And she said, I started taking larch, which is a cool remedy to tell you about. It's a remedy for confidence. And, she took larch all day long, and it flooded her with the virtue of confidence, the vibration of confidence. And when she went to give that speech, she got a standing ovation.
Wow.
So the so cool. I had an attorney, and he hated giving speeches. And he called me and said, I've been pounding on the top of the car. I said, I gave a speech to all these laws, and I got a standing ovation. Larch is your main self-confidence remedy. What happens is that the remedy has a tonal harmonic vibrational frequency, which is going to introduce you to the virtue, which would be confidence, so that you can figure out what you need to do, which you may need to cut out that employee, or you may need to quit hanging around that man, or you may need
to criticize
you,
right?
Go and straighten out that person, whoever's tearing you down, then you'll have your confidence.
Right.
So as you learn those things, and as you take the Bach, it's a learning experience. God is talking to you. See, our soul's constantly talking to us. That's a vibration. But we don't listen because we're so busy chasing money and watching TV and playing computer games. And the young boys are all on the porn sites, and everybody's doing all this crazy, weird stuff, and nobody's listening. Nobody's doing any inner work.
Right.
And the first thing you want to do, I told the students at the medical school, I said, the first thing you want to do when a patient comes, patient sits down, they look at you and go like, doctor, I'm so depressed, I got this anxiety, I got all these worries, my kid's on drugs, I think my wife's cheating on me, I'm so upset. I told the kid, I said, the first thing you want to do as a doctor is to get all that stuff resolved. So the person doesn't have all that mental torture, anxiety, and all that pain. Then whatever you do on the physical, they just heal right up. So all the suffering's coming from the mental. It's not coming from the physical. Physical doesn't cause physical. the natural law is, the spiritual law is, treat the person, not the disease. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with Bach, it gives you a chance to treat the person. So Bach went, found all those remedies, and then the last 15 remedies, he would hold a flower. He'd get real sick, and he had mm-hmm. to go out in nature, and then he'd hold flowers in his hands. If they had healing power, he'd prepare mm-hmm. them in minute dosage homeopathically, and they would heal him of his disease. And apparently, mm-hmm. according to Nora Weeks, that took a lot out of him. That's one of the reasons that he got cancer and died. It's because it was draining wow. him so much, getting a disease. So did I answer that good enough for
yeah.
you?
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Well, you want to talk a little bit about the one remedy that no matter who you are in life, someday you're going to need it. Rescue remedy. I don't care who you are. I mean, if you get through life without needing rescue remedy, that's remarkable. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody needs it. People scared to do holistic medicine. Rescue remedy, it's for three things. One is for physical impact injuries. The mm-hmm. second thing is shell injuries. And the third thing is big trauma. Physical impact injuries, I've only seen it one time fail to take away all the pain. Anytime I got hurt, I hurt mm-hmm. my shin bone in the desert. It was the worst time I ever hurt my shin bone in my life. I put mm-hmm. rescue remedy on, did it two or three times. I had no pain.
Yeah, I got rescue remedy cream.
Yes. The rescue cream is really good, sterile, so you can put it to a wound. Fell off my bike in Catalina. I fell right on my arm. It was really bad, some of the worst pain, and mm-hmm. it was a big injury. I put the cream directly in it and took care of all the bruises. Never had any bruising, never had anything mm-hmm. except it was a cut wound, but it healed up. In fact, the next day I just threw some Vaseline over it and was able to go snorkeling out. You know, I had no pain, nothing. The cream is good. I had a guy who had fell off his bike, busted his hand up. They put it together with metal, and he was back at the post office. And I had heard of him falling off his motorcycle and getting crushed. And so I said, man, I said, does it hurt? He said, oh, his pain is just terrible. I said, well, look, let's put some rescue remedy on. So I had rescue in a 1 ounce drop of bottle, and I dropped it on. He said, oh, my God, I can feel it's getting better. The pain's going away. So I said, you know, go and get that rescue remedy in the cream form down at the store. Mm-hmm. And before you bandage it, I put the cream all over it. And he was mm-hmm. telling me that I gave him a bottle of rescue. He said that during the day, the pain was like, I don't know, 75, 80, 90% gone. And he said that the pain was never a problem, and it healed up real fast. It amazed the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is any impact injury. It will. And here's the cool thing about holistic medicine and rescue remedy. If you're turning your uncle onto Bach remedies or onto natural healing, just give him a bottle mm-hmm. of rescue and say, if you smash your finger in the car door, just put this on there, because mm-hmm. it'll take away all the pain. Just a couple mm-hmm. doses take away all the pain. Never fails. All works. Turn them on to holistic medicine. So that's the first thing you use it for. Second thing you use it for is emotional trauma. When I was real fortunate to be treating Marvin Gaye, the great singer, when I was in L.A., I used to work on movie stars. That's one of the presidential candidates, ambassadors, top people in the music industry. That was my claim to fame. It gave me a real big ego. It took no time to lose. Way more humble now. But when he was... God bless us all. When Marvin Gaye was murdered, I gave rescue mm-hmm. remedy to the whole family, told them to take it every hour.
My. Yeah.
And they said that it really helped them. Anytime you got a trauma you're dealing with, I met this guy, and he was in Iraq, and he said he was waking up every night shaking and trembling and sweating from the war trauma. He told me about what he had seen, and the woman blowing herself up in pieces of flesh all around. It was like, oh my God. So I said, well, here, take this rescue. It was all I had with me, and take it every hour. And I came back a month later to a service station, and he was there and took my money And I said, well, did the remedy work? He goes, yeah. I said, I'm no longer waking up shaking in the middle of the night. I'm no longer waking up sweating. And 50% of my body pain is gone. So I thought that was really cool. So in fact, the gal who is one of my students who told me she was treating that woman who had gone through this heavy divorce, and it was just so torturous, and it was just such a trauma for her, and she gave her rescue remedy, and she said she's doing much, much better now.
Yeah.
I think she had her take it every hour. So it's a good way to start people on Bach remedy. I call it the first gateway. You just give people a bottle of rescue and have them take it every 4 times a day. And that'll help them to the system, and it'll help them with the trauma. Sometimes people had traumas. They were raped as children. Sometimes they had a divorce or something horrible happened to them only 2 years ago or 6 months ago or something like that. The rescue is for that. So emotional trauma, old trauma, it could be a divorce that happened 2 years ago, or being sexually abused as a child, old trauma, or fresh trauma.
Surgery.
A woman. Oh, yeah.
Surgery. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Do you give it to your patients after surgery?
We put it on a sheet that we recommend it before and after surgery. I mean, we recommend it. I mean, obviously, people have
See,
to
they
wanna,
can put
wanna
it,
buy it.
They have to want it, yeah.
It works good.
You can just tell a person to put four drops, make it up in the dosage bottle, put four drops on the back of their wrist every hour.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
I did that. I had a wisdom tooth pulled, and I put the rescue in my mouth, swished it around over there, and then the dentist pulled that tooth, and I never had any pain. I went back to doing it, never had any pain.
That's great. Yeah, I think rescue. I just have this feeling that rescue remedy is so underutilized for physical trauma.
Yes,
I think it really.
Well, it'll
is.
Take away. It'll take away all the trauma. It will take away all the trauma. I had a guy. Check this out. Worst trauma I ever seen. I was driving down the road in Hollywood. This guy ran across the road in front of me. I did not hit him. Thank God, he ran into the oncoming traffic. They hit him. He pulled himself beside the road. I parked my car, ran back, had my rescue. And I came up to him, and I said, hey, it's embarrassing. I said, hey, man, you look like you've been hit by a car. He looked at me, and I said, look, I'm an herbalist. I got these remedies here for trauma. Can I give you some? I'll put it just on your body somewhere. He goes, yeah. He was in as much trauma as anybody I ever seen, vomiting all over, terror around him, horrible trauma, springing off at me, and so I put four drops on his ankle, and then I waited 2, 3, 4 minutes and did it a second time. I may have done it three. I know I did it twice. He came completely out of shock and was talking to me just like you and I are talking.
Yeah, it works really quickly because it's vibrational.
Really,
it doesn't require chemistry and pathways. Yeah,
right. It's sort of like you know. Marconi told everybody, he said, I figured out a way that we can send messages through the air than spoken word. Everybody goes, he's crazy. Best friend had him committed to a mental institution. They finally let him out. But Marconi invented the wireless radio. Before the late 1800s, nobody ever thought you could make ships out of metal. You could only make ships out of wood.
Yeah.
Wood floats, but now they realize, no, we better to have them out of metal. This is a new technology. You want to open your mind up and learn to use it. It's not real hard to learn. My course to help you to become a master of the system takes a year. You can go down and start tinkering with it. I have two books. You can buy my two books and read them. The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself. Those two books are big books. They'll explain to you the system. They're the textbook for my course. I charge $35. Just call me up or send me an email. I'll be glad to send those to you. They're e-books. And start tinkering with this stuff. It's a new technology, and you need to learn how to handle your baggage, and you need to learn how to handle the baggage of the people around you, because, like, say you get married, and a husband says, well, I don't have any baggage. But once you marry him, you realize he brings along an ex-wife, he brings along his mother-in-law, his kids hate you. It's like, this guy's got so much baggage, plus my own baggage.
Yeah.
We need to deal with this baggage, and it's like something you're not supposed to talk about. You know, you're not supposed to talk about your depression and your fear and stuff like that. But hey, why not? We're human beings. And what they're saying is you're not supposed to be a human being. You're not supposed to be real. You're not supposed to feel.
Right.
But we need to feel. The feeling is a secret. Feelings are like, I told a guy who was a musician, I said, feelings are like notes of harmony where your soul is trying to tell you things through the way you feel. He doesn't like working there. So I said, well, that's feelings, and you need to honor those feelings. Feeling is real important. See, because they used to say in the 1800s, don't educate a black person. Because if you teach a black person how to read, they're going to become real uppity. They're going to be bad slaves. Mm-hmm. Then slaves earned the freedom. Then at the end, they said, 1800s, they said, don't educate a woman. Because you educate a woman, she's going to want to dominate and control you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they say, don't feel. You go to the school, and they say, no, life is about mathematics and science and stuff. It's not about feelings. Feelings are sissy stuff. It's girl stuff. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, feelings are your way of understanding the mystery of life, understanding what you're doing that's causing you to be off target. Can I read you something about being on target?
Sure.
This is one of the most amazing things, and I have it, it's in my book, and I wrote it down here while I was, this was a student who had cancer, and we worked together, and this is what she told a group. About 3 months into working together, this is what she told. She produced a class for me. For me personally, I've had some really difficult health challenges this year, and I've done a lot of work trying to heal a lot of traumas from my childhood. She'd been sexually abused. Mm-hmm. When this disease happened, I had to really take a look at what I was not addressing. I began to embrace my disease as a teacher, which is one of the big secrets you need to get out of this interview today. I began to embrace my disease as a teacher. You want to begin to embrace your experience, whatever your experience is, whatever God's giving you. You want to embrace that as your teacher. I began to do SAF, which is part of my course, and in the Bach, and go, okay, I'm welcoming you into my life. I know you're here to teach me where I'm off target and with myself, what my destiny is or what I came here to do. And I started looking at the disease from that place, and it was really remarkable. Instead of like an enemy or something awful or bad or wrong, I had to really take the Bach and do the SAF and some of the other great teachers on the planet who say that it's just you're out of alignment. You have to tweak some things and get underneath some things. The disease will actually begin to shift. And I had the disease actually began to shift, and I had manifested some really serious conditions, and they started shifting really rapidly with the Bach and SAF. And between 50 to 90 days, I'd say 75% of it was gone. And when we were done working, it was 100% gone.
See,
her disease was just a wake-up call to get her to handle the sexual abuse.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
The Cherokee taught that between the age of 50, and she was 51, between the age of 50 to 60, the inner child material comes up from the childhood, and you have to resolve it, or else it turns into physical disease.
That's very
interesting.
Well, we're coming up on the
end.
Yeah, we're coming up on the end of the hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Yeah, do you have enough time to read this poem? 30 seconds?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Contact information, DrEricLove.com, 406-585-0774. Here's my point. Why don't you open up and feel to your feelings and your heart and get to know the wonder of your inner self? Be still. Be still and know. Be still and listen to that still sweet, to the still sweet messages of your very own soul.
Well, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Wrote that this morning.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been wonderful as usual. Appreciate
you.
Your insights into everything. This
thank
is real
you.
Important material. Next
you.
Week, on the 7th, we will be interviewing Donna Smith Moncrieve on Medium 7, Evidence of the Afterlife and Predictions. On the 14th, Mystic Pete on Mystic Pete Chronicles, Book 1, Sex and Mysticism. On the 21st, Lessons in Courage, Peruvian Shaman, Wisdom for Everyday Life. And we've been interviewing Dr. Eric Love. We have been learning about emotional baggage and how you can move through it with less pain and suffering using the Bach flower remedies. Thanks so much, Eric. I appreciate you taking the time to educate us.
Thank you. It's been an honor. Bless you. You're wonderful.
Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week.